Okay, a couple notes of explanation. The experimental fishery permit applications are under tab 14. I've just put together a few slides, and that presentation isn't circulated because it's really just a pro forma way to get through these, perhaps a little more efficiently. So there have been three experimental fishery proposals received since November. A monkfish EFP from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, experimental fishery proposal concerning developing a protocol for paralytic shellfish poisoning for surf clams and ocean quahogs on Georges, and a twine top mesh EFP by GMRI. Now, let's see if I can get to the first one. Okay. Now, all three of these proposals are actually revisions to current existing EFPs. And we commented that we had no objection to any of them. I'll just review the purpose quickly and what the exemptions were. For the monkfish EFP, the purpose was to investigate the influence of temperature on monkfish distribution and abundance and determine age and growth patterns, spawning frequency, feeding rates, and cannibalism. The exemption requested was a revision to an existing exemption to allow a new vessel to fish in Block 132 rather than Block 137 in the Gulf of Maine rolling closed area. And that was just during March 2009 instead of December 2008. The second EFP was one that I think generated a few more questions last year when it was first proposed. And the purpose was to evaluate a protocol for onboard screening and dockside testing of PSP in ocean quahogs and surf clams. I was informed that the experimenter, the reason for this extension was that no work was done on this experiment last year because the experimenter hadn't cleared the protocols with the state agency. So they will try again this year. The exemptions would be from the prohibitions on landing quahogs and surf clams from these areas because of PSP. So the exemptions are essentially to be able to allow 176,000 bushels of surf clams and 80,000 bushels of quahogs. In asking the Fisheries Service why such large amounts were needed, the answer was is that this was the vessel's total allocation of surf clams and quahogs, and it was just written that way. They were unlikely to actually fish or catch that much under this EFP. The third EFP was an extension to test hanging ratios and mesh orientation to improve the selectivity for scallops and reduce bycatch and general category scallop dredges with a 10.5 foot width. And the exemptions requested were for scallop possession restrictions, twine top mesh restrictions, and peak spawning area closure restrictions in the Great South Channel, Southern New England, Georges Bank area, and the Great South Channel, Cape Cod, Southern New England, yellowtail flounder peak spawning restriction. Also, there's a provision for additional exemptions if those exemptions are minimal. And that completes the presentation.
Any questions for Chris? Okay. Thanks, Chris.
Okay.
So, next agenda item is an overview of the National Marine Fisheries Service final rule implementing National Standard 1.